This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has a new education commissioner, the first Latina in that role. The State Board of Education voted in Susana Cordova Wednesday. CPR's Jenna McMurtry has more.
Cordova previously served as the superintendent of Denver Public Schools before leaving the position in 2020. She comes into the role as the state faces teacher shortages, post-pandemic recovery, and progress improvement plans across the state. All 9 board members voted to confirm her at a salary of $300,000. Cordova begins her role in just under 2 weeks. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
Colorado Congresswoman Yadira Caraveo wants to make a recent expansion to federal food stamps permanent. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on her proposal.
Congress recently passed more work requirements for participants in SNAP, the country's largest food stamp program, as a part of an agreement to avoid a federal debt default. But veterans and people experiencing homelessness are exempt from those requirements for the next several years. Democratic Representative Caraveo says a new bill she's introducing would make those exemptions permanent.
I really don't want to be in a position where we yank away benefits from really vulnerable groups.
Over 500,000 Coloradans use SNAP to keep their kitchens stocked, and food banks say demand remains at record levels due to high food prices. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Aspen Skiing Company wants to make some changes at Snowmass Mountain Resort, and people can now give their opinions on the project. The Forest Service is taking public comment on the plan to replace or realign ski lifts and make new trails. If it's approved, the work would begin next summer. Snowmass operates in the National Forest under a special use permit. The recovery continues near Colorado Springs 10 years after the Black Forest fire destroyed hundreds of homes. Later in this hour, we'll see how it's going these 10 years later and what might be ahead.
I think the future holds a constant struggle to do responsible development where people take care of it and love it like we do.
We'll go back to Black Forest later this morning. This is CPR News.